ஸ்ரீகுருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 4 பாதா 3 அர்ச்சிராத்யதி கரணம். அர்ச்சிராதினா தத் பிரதிதேஹே. அர்ச்சிராதினா தத் பிரதிதேஹே. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சூத்ரா, தேர்ட் பாதா, ஃபோர்த் சாப்டர், 518th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. வி வர் சீயிங் திஸ் சூத்ரா இன் தி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். அண்ட் இன் திஸ் சூத்ரா வியாசாச்சாரியா சேஸ் தேர் இஸ் ஒன்லி சுக்லகதி மென்ஷன்ட் இன் த சாஸ்திரா வித் செவரல் இன்டர்மீடியரி ஸ்டேஜஸ். வி வர் டிஸ்கசிங் ஆல் திஸ் இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். I am just only bringing that thing to refresh ourselves. So this Shukla Gati with several intermediary stages are already well known in Chandogya Upanishad. In the 5th chapter, 10th section, 1st mantra, we already use it in the Panchagni Vidya portion. And at the end of the Shukla Gati, where most of the stages, they are all connected in that particular mantra we saw. And the stages mentioned there is flame is the first stage, Agni, and then the day, that is the second stage, the Paksha, that is the third stage, Uttarayanam, fourth stage, Sambatsaram, fifth stage, Aditya, sixth stage, all those we saw. And the mantra itself is Tadya Ittam Viduhum Eche Meranye Shraddha Tapaha Ityupaste Te Archisham Abhisambhavanti அர்ச்சிஷா அஹா அன்ஹா ஆபூரியமான பக்ஷம் ஆபூரியமான பக்ஷாத் யான் ஷடுதண்டே ஷடுதங்கேதி மாசாம் ஸ்தான். ஸோ திஸ் சுக்லகதி இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் வெல் நோன் சுக்ல மார்கா. வியாசாச்சாரியா யூசஸ் த வேர்ட் பிரதிதேஹே. சின்ஸ் த ஃபுல் சுக்லகதி இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் இன் சாந்தோகி உபனிஷத் மந்த்ரா, in that Shuklagati, the first station mentioned is Archihi. This is Archiradhi Karanam, Archihi. The root is called Archiradhi Marga. And the reason is presented as the first stage in the important Chandogya Mantra. It's Archiradhi Marga. Therefore, Vyasacharya says there is only one Shuklagati is there. And any other mantra mentioning any other thing should not be taken as main Marga. That is Vyasacharya's argument. And there is no other route is the conclusion. To go to Brahmaloka, Shuklagati is the only route. And now let us see the word analysis. Up to this we have seen. Archiradina tat pratitehe. Archira refers to all the upasakas travel by one Shuklagati only. Tat pratitehe, we say so because this is known from the Shruti statement that we just read. Now the significance of the words, let us see. Archiradhina is a technical word for Shuklagati. Shuklagati, this is another word. It means the route beginning with the first station called Archihi. This is one only, there's only one such route. The Upasaka travels through that route. Tat Pratitehe, the one Archiradhi Marga connects all the stations that is well known from the Shruti. Tat Pratitehe. So this connects all the intermediary stations before one goes to Brahmaloka. All the intermediary stations, they are all connected by this manner. Now let us see the other arguments given by Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya, he gives an argument. When all Upasakas have one and the same destination, it is better to have one marga than many margas. That is by logic also. If all roads lead to Rome, that is what we normally say. When the same destination is there, it is better that the marga is only one marga than many margas. Suppose a person argues, what is wrong when I assume many margas? Shankaracharya says that there is a Shastric rule. That is the rule like that. When you assume a thing, simple assumption is better than complex one. You can touch your nose directly or all the way around your head also. But the simplest route is what the Shastra will prescribe always, without any complexity. This is by nature. There is even a principle in quantum mechanics, Mahapati's principle of least action. So when there is possibility of one and many, we have to choose one for simplicity. If you choose it, it is called Gaurava Dosha. If somebody does that. So if the Veda has mentioned many margas, because it is Pramana Siddham, it is all said there. But when Veda has mentioned only one marga, why should we assume many? That is the question. So then that is one argument of Shankaracharya. And another argument Shankaracharya gives is, when various Veda Vakyas, when they refer to various connections, we find that all of them are included in the main Chandogya Vakya. All stages and stations are mentioned. They don't mention separate path, but refer to any one of them mentioned in the Mukhya Shruti. Here Chandogya Shruti, the mantra that we just read. So other vakyams refer to one of the destinations to remind main Shukla Gati only. Even though other margas are mentioned, it is mentioned only to refer to the remain to the main Shukla Gati. So all the three vakyas we saw in the introduction in the last class, and they refer to different intermediary stations connected to one destination, Brahmaloka. Then Shankaracharya gives the third argument also, which is based on Chandogya Upanishad. Then in the concluding mantra, Chandogya Upanishad says, if a person does not go through Shukla Gati to Brahmaloka or Krishna Gati, Swargaloka, Swargadilokas, then he will have Adogati. Adogati means all lower stages. And the Chandogya Upanishad mantra in the 5th chapter, 10th section, 8th mantra, Atai Tayoho Patoho Na Katarena Cha Na Tani Imani Krudrani Asakrit Avartini Bhutani Bhavanti Jayasva Mriyasva Ityetatim Tritiyagum Sthanam. Tritiyagum Sthanam refers to this Adogati. Tena Asavalokaha Na Sampuryate Tasmat Yugupseta Tadesha Shlokaha. This Chandogya gives this mantra. Therefore, let a person seek to guard oneself. Otherwise, he will end up going through Adogati. To this end, there is this particular shloka which says Adogati is the third path. And Adogati can be called the third only. There also we have to be, logically we should establish it can be only third. It cannot be anything else. When there are two separate gatis before, as Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati, Adogati can be only logically the third gati. And many Krishna Gati and many Shukla Gati, then Adogati cannot be that. Because there is only one Shukla Gati and one Krishna Gati, then only Adogati can be the third. So the very fact Chandogya says Adogati is third, which means there is only one Shukla Gati and one Krishna Gati. Because Tritiyagam Sthanam, this is the third Gati. So if it has to be third, the other two has to be one each only. That is another argument Shankaracharya gives. So the very fact Chandogya Upanishad says Adogati is third, that means there is only one Shukla Gati and one Krishna Gati. It uses different words in different contexts. That's why we should be able to carefully watch and understand. Now let us go to the next sutra. Second adhikaranam of this pada, Vayuvadhikaranam, Vayum Abdhat Avishesha Visheshabhyam. Vayum Abdhatam Avishesha Visheshabhyam. Second Sutra, third Pada, fourth chapter, 519th running Brahma Sutra. Now let us see a general introduction to this Adhikaranam. This Adhikaranam is also a small Adhikaranam with only one Sutra. And the subject matter is the details of various stages of travel. When before going to Brahmaloka, we said all those stages are there. It gives the details of all those stages. And we study the route map of Shukla Gati. That's what we are doing now. We'll see the order of various stations. A person, when he goes by Shukla Gati, what are the various stations? Like the Grand Trunk Express goes through so many stations. Even though Chandogya Upanishad mantra mentions most of the stages or stations of Shukla Gati, it does not mention all the stages. even though it says most of them, it does not mention all the stages. Some of them are left out and they are mentioned in other Shruti Vakyams. That is why our study can never be completed by just only reading only one Upanishad. So we have to take those stations and combine them and form a full root. And when you are borrowing stages from other Shruti Vakyas to main Kanchandogya Upanishad Vakyam, then six stations are mentioned. And some more are mentioned in other Upanishads also. And where to insert all these is our problem. You got new stations and you cannot be just appending them to each other. So we should find out the order in which they should be placed. So we are going to take some Shruti Vakyams here as to how to insert the extra stations in the Mukhya Shruti Vakyam from Chandogya. We will analyze three Vakyams today. Each will talk about various stations. First one is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 5th chapter, 10th section and the first shloka. There most of the stations are mentioned. I will read the shloka. Flame, daytime, Shuklapaksham, Uttarayanam, Samvatsaram, Adityaloka, all those things are all mentioned there. And then another quotation is given from Kaushitaki Upanishad. This is also familiar to us. We have quoted this Upanishad many times earlier. And the relevant portion of the mantra is 1.3, first section, third mantra. And that mantra is a big mantra also. Saha yetam devayanam pantanam asadhyam agnilokam agachati saha vayulokam saha varunalokam saha adityalokam saha indralokam saha prajapatilokam saha brahmalokam tasyaha vayetasya brahmalokasya rohrato muhurta yeshtika viraja nadi tilyo vrikshaha. All those things, they are all on the way. All this viraja nadi and all those things, they are all on the way. Tilyo vrikshaha saijyam samsthanam aparajitam ayatanam indra prajapati dvara gopav vibhum pramitam vichakshana sandhyamitojaha. So the mantra still continues. I just only put only one vakyam, which is of interest to us. It mentions all the lokas: Agni loka, Vayu loka, Varuna loka, Indra loka, Prajapati loka, Brahma loka. So that is order. So Brahma loka is the end. On the way, he goes through all these various places. And two more also one can add. They are the seventh one is Chandra loka, and the eighth one is Vidyut loka, the lightning loka. Now we have to couple these two. These two and also whatever we said earlier. So of them, the Agni Loka need not be added to the previous one because the word flame is already mentioned and the flame is nothing but Agni. So we don't have to add it a new one. It is called Archihi. We already said Archihi means flame. Archiradi means Archi and all others. It is only one station with two different names. Archihi is one name, Agni is another. And the next one is Vayu Loka. Now the question is, where to insert Vayu Loka in this list? Because Vayu Loka is not mentioned in Chandogya Upanishad. Then Purupakshi, he gives the suggestion. He says, since the Kaushitaki Upanishad, Vayu is mentioned after Agni, in Chandogya also, after Archi, insert Vayu. Because Agni is there in Kaushitaki, in Chandogya, it's, you know, the Agni is also here. Now it's referred here as Archi. Insert Vayu Loka and thereafter day and all that things. Day, Uttarayanam and all that things. You will insert later. They can be added. But by doing that, there is a problem. Why the problem arises? Because of another Shruti Vakyam from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 5th chapter, 10th section. And this mantra talks about the Upasaka going to Vayu Loka and from there he goes to Aditya Loka. This mantra says he goes to Vayu Loka and then goes to Aditya Loka. Yadavai Purushaha Asmal Lokat Praiti Saha Vayum Agachati Tasmai Saha Tatra Vijihite Yata Rata Chakrasya Kham Tena Saha Urdvam Akramate Sa Adityam Agachati Tasmai Saha Tatra Vijihite Yata Lambarasya Kham and all that thing is another big mantra. So he goes to Vayu Devata, where he prepares the chariots for further travels. He goes to Vayu Devata and he is preparing a chariot for going to further travels. and through that only Upasaka travels and reaches Aditya Loka. So Vayu Loka comes before Aditya, because if he ultimately he reaches Aditya Loka, Vayu Loka should come before that. Therefore, going back to the main mantra of Chandogya, Vayu Loka, according to this mantra, should precede the Aditya Loka. Therefore, why cannot we add Vayu before Aditya? Whether it should come after Archi, the Agni or flame, or six stations before Aditya Loka, that is the question. And this is the controversy in this particular mantra. It is not after Archi or flame, but it is before Aditya. Then Kaushitiki Upanishad mantra says six are mentioned: Agni Loka, Vayu Loka, Varuna Loka, Indra Loka, Prajapati Loka, and finally Brahma Loka. Six are mentioned in Kaushitiki. So the last is not a stage, because Brahma Loka is not a stage, it is the destination. So we cannot say six stages, five stages, and the destination is Brahma Loka. So six are mentioned. Last is not yet, last is a destination, not a stage. So eight lokas are mentioned in Chandogya and five in Kaushitaki. So 13 stations we have to properly arrange to understand the stages through which this Upasaka will travel to go to Brahma Loka. So in Kaushitaki, all are, you know, we cannot even understand any of these things. They are just mentioned in the Upanishad. We have to just only in the sutras, we have to just only listen to them. That's it. In Kaushitaki Upanishad, the first one is Agni Loka. And Agni Loka need not be added because Archi and Agni are synonymous, I already mentioned. So the next one is Vayu Loka. And what we should do with Vayu Loka? Where to insert the Vayu Loka in that list? So in Chandogya Mantra, list of eight stages, where to accommodate Vayu Loka is the question. And in Kaushitaki, Vayu comes after Agni. It can be accommodated. Vayu can be added after Agni. But another person says, I cannot accept that. Because in Brihadaranyaka, there is another mantra referring to two stages of Shuklagati. Yada vai purushaha asmal lokat praiti sa vayu magacheti. That mantra we just read. It says the Upasaka goes to Vayu and from there he goes to Aditya Loka. So he goes to Vayu Devata, where he prepares the chariot for further travel, and through that only Upasaka travels and reaches Aditya Mandala. So Vayu Loka comes before Aditya. Therefore, going back to the main mantra again, Vayu Loka, according to this mantra, Vayu should precede Aditya, Aditya Loka. Therefore, why cannot we add Vayu before Aditya is the question of another Purvapakshi. And here it is said, Upasaka on his journey will get to Vayu Loka and Vayu Devata will open the gates. And through that, he goes further up and goes to Aditya Loka. Imagine some gate is there, Vayu Devata opens it and all that. So from the Shruti statement, what we come to know? Vayu Loka is just before Aditya Loka because it is said in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So therefore, we know Vayu should precede Aditya. And from Kaushitaki, we know Vayu Loka should follow Agni Loka. And so the insertion of Vayu Loka should be between 1 and 2. So if you go by Brihadaranyaka, Vayu Loka must come before Aditya. And among the 8 stages of Chandogya, Aditya, and it should be between 5 and 6. The numbers we already read all of. So the controversy is whether Vayu Loka is between 1 and 2 or between 5 and 6. We say Brihadaranyaka says, Siddhantin says, Brihadaranyaka wins. And Kaushitaki cannot be accepted with respect to the order. And Brihadaranyaka should be only accepted. That is, Vayu should be inserted between 5 and 6. So after Samvatsara, Vayu Loka will come. So the total list will be the 9 stations instead of 8. This is the conclusion of this Adhikaram. There are 9 stages one has to go through. Now I will give you the general analysis of this sutra. And Vyasacharya says, Vayu Loka is in between 5 and 6. He chooses the second option and it should come after Samvatsara. I read all these various stages in the beginning. And instead of this, you may not remember, doesn't matter, but at least you understand that these stages are there. So instead of this, he says, Abdaha, a new thing he brings. Now the question is, why did you choose Brihadaranyaka Upanishad order rather than Kaushitaki order? And the answer given is what Vyasacharya says. In Kaushitaki Upanishad, various stages are enumerated, but the Upanishad does not specifically say that the stages are in this order. It mentions, it enumerates the stages, but it does not say it is in that order. It means that this may be the order or this may not be the correct order. The list does not mean this is the order. Therefore, a mere list doesn't prove its order. It may be in that order or may not be in that order. In Kaushitaki, it is said that this is the order of travel by the Upasaka. Therefore, Vyasacharya uses the word avisheshaha. In the sutra, he uses the word avisheshaha in the sutra. It is the general list without specifying the order. Whereas in Brihadaranyaka, there is specific mention of the order. Therefore, the krama for a person to go to Brihadaranyaka Parishad krama, the order, should be taken, which is definite, and Kaushitaki order is not specific. Therefore, Vayu Loka must necessarily precede Aditya Loka. Vayum Abdhate Avisesha Viseshabhyam. That is the sutra. Vayum Abdhate Avisesha Viseshabhyam. Upasaka reaches Vayu Loka after Sambatsaram, Sambatsara Loka. So, Avisesha Viseshabhyam. This is known from the general and specific scriptural statements. Viseshabhyam and Avisheshabhyam. So the significance of the words is that Vayum refers to the Upasaka. He reaches Vayu Loka. Abdad, only after Samvatsara Loka. Here Abdad refers to Samvatsara Loka. Avisheshaha refers to general Shruti statement. Kaushitaki Upanishad, first chapter, third mantra. Vishesha means specific argument. Specific argument as given in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 5th chapter, 10th section. And Sankaracharya actually, he adds one more topic also in his commentary. There is another Brihadaranyaka Upanishad statement, which is in the 6th chapter of Brihadaranyaka, the second section, 15th mantra, which also talks about various stages of Shuklagati. We saw various stages given in Chandogya. In Brihadaranyaka also, there are all these things are mentioned. Teya eva metat vidurihe chami aranye shraddhagum satyam upasate te archir abhisambhavanti archeshaha aho anna apuryamana paksham apuryamana pakshat all the shanmasan. So udangadityaha yeti adhyesi yeti masebhyaha devalokam devalokad adityam adityat vaidyutam tan vaidyutat purushaha manasa etya brahmalokangamayati te teshu brahmalokeshu paravate vasanti tesham na punaravrutti. So there is another shloka, a long shloka. So it is similar to the previous one that we read in from Chandogya. Therefore, like Chandogya, in Brihadaranyaka also all these stages are mentioned. So, but if you read Brihadaranyaka, we find a problem. Here, in place of Samvatsara, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad talks about Devaloka. There is no Samvatsara. Instead of that, it talks about Devaloka in Brihadaranyaka. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Devaloka also must be inserted in the list. So, you add one more. So, where to insert the Devaloka? Before Samvatsara or after Samvatsara? He says Devaloka should be added after Samvatsara, but before Vayu Loka. Now the question is, why Shankaracharya prefers Devaloka after Samvatsara? He says, if you look at the previous stages before Samvatsara, Samvatsara means the 12 months, 1 year. They refer to Kala Tattvam. It talks of Kala Tattvam, the time principle. So Samvatsara is also Kala Tattvam only. So it should be added in the same order, which are all in the Kala Tattvam. Now we have an expanded list of now 10 stations now. We have added Devaloka and Vayu Loka now. So what is the order now? Agni, Day, Shukla Paksham, Uttarayanam, Samvatsaram, Devaloka, Vayu Loka, Aditya Loka, Chandra Loka, and Vidyut Loka. Vidyut means lightning. Then 3 more are to be added. We will see next. Next adhikaranam, third adhikaranam. Taditodhi varunaha sambandhat. Taditodhi varunaha sambandhat. Third sutra, third chapter, fourth chapter, third pada. 520th running Brahma Sutra. The enumeration of the stations, the various stages of the journey is continued here in this sutra also. In